Hey friend, welcome home to the Naked in Truth podcast. In a world where it's hard to find the truth, we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable. This is not your average fitness podcast. We're a community of people that choose to do it different. Naked in Truth is designed for you to own your potential, to live your life with intention, to expand your mindset, and find a community that empowers you to become the highest version of yourself. Each week, you're going to unlock a new understanding of how you can make your impact. You're not meant to be average. You're meant to own your potential. Here comes another raw, real, and relatable episode. It's time to grow. Welcome back to your favorite fitness podcast. It is your host and your coach, Sari D. If this is your first time tuning in, you picked the best episode to tune in on. I am so excited to go over today's topic with you guys. It is something that is near and dear to my heart. I am genuinely a coach who cares about your success. Now, I'm not talking about just short-term success and your transformation in a couple of months. I'm talking about you maintaining good health, good mental health, good physical health for the years to come. This is the shit that really matters. Now, I am having a really hard time with the whole weight loss wonder medication that is being promoted and shoved down our throats, and we're seeing stars promote it. It has billboards now. And I want to remind you guys that years ago, it was so hard to get any weight loss medication. And now we're currently utilizing a medication that wasn't even designed for weight loss, that has a buttload of side effects and is being prescribed without any real advice on how to be able to lead a healthy lifestyle and make this medication actually work for you. So we are talking about why people are failing their Ozempic journey. Yes, Ozempic. I know you've heard of it. You might not know much about it, but do not worry. We're going to go into those details today. We are truly the type of people who want things in the now. We want things as fast as we possibly can. We want them to be easy. We're busy people. So a weight loss drug seems like a great idea. Like, I don't got time to exercise, a lot of people think. I don't got time to be able to prep my meals. So being able to simply just eat less sounds a lot easier. Now, I know that many people know what Ozempic is because they've either had somebody in their circle try it out, maybe they're currently on it, maybe you are currently utilizing it, maybe you've thought of utilizing it because you're like, man, this weight loss wonder sounds too good to be true. And anything that is too good to be true in today's day and age is too good to be true. So we are going to be diving into what Ozempic is, the side effects to it, how to properly rock an Ozempic journey, and just my personal opinion. So we're going to start out with a little disclaimer that I do not believe in prescribing Ozempic for 99% of people out there. Unless you are struggling with type 2 diabetes, it is not something that I promote as a weight loss drug. I have a lot of experience coaching with it, whether it's clients that came to me on it or clients that came to me on it and wanted to get off of it. So there's a lot of history that I have in regards to coaching it. Obviously it's been something that I've been following for a really long time, because anytime that there is a big trend in the industry, and that is what this is, I make sure that I dive deep in my knowledge. And I really just had a weird feeling about it when it first came out, if I can be honest with you guys, because, you know, it's that too good to be true. And it took a little bit for them to do some studies and trials and for us to really see some of these side effects come through. But some of these side effects are so intense that we're about to get into that it's going to blow your mind if you're not aware. So let's start off with what Ozempic really is. So it is called a semaglutide. It is a glucagon-like peptide. There are many other drugs that are exactly like Ozempic that are the semaglutide, like Saxenda, Wegovy, Mounjaro, to list a few. And these are all developed as type 2 diabetes medications. Now, if you're not familiar with type 2 diabetes, it is one of the two types of diabetes types. And it essentially is when your insulin is
being resistant. You're having resistance with your insulin. It's affecting your blood sugar levels. Your blood sugar levels are too high. And so this medication was developed to help regulate the blood sugar levels, aka our glucose, and also act as an appetite suppressant. Now, when it comes to type 2 diabetes, we need to understand that it can be genetic. You know, you can get it from a lot of different things, like potentially even gestational diabetes when you're pregnant. But a lot of it comes down to lifestyle choices. A lot of it is being seen in, the obese society, people who have a lot of fat on their body. And the reason for that is because it comes down to their eating habits, okay? A lot of the people who develop it based off of their eating habits, it's because of the fact that they aren't balancing their macronutrients. They are looking at hyperpalatable foods, which taste really good, but don't leave them feeling full, which makes it easy for them to overconsume. They're consuming a lot of refined carbs that are really high in sugar. They are, you know, choosing choices that don't allow their body to get the nutrients that they need, and they're eating them in excess. Now, when we're not pairing a high glycemic carb with a protein, a fat, or a fiber source, it's easy for our blood sugar levels to spike. And when they're repetitively spiking like that, that's when we end up finding that our insulin response isn't the same as it should be. It has a harder time regulating our glucose levels. And a lot of the time, it leads to a lot of dangerous spots. So when it comes to the medication in and of itself, it was developed for the type 2 diabetics, like I mentioned, but because it has the ability to regulate the blood sugar levels, it also works as an appetite suppressant. This makes it very favorable as a weight loss drug, but this is where a lot of the challenge comes in. Now, I want us to think about our human body and how it's been working for us for thousands of years, okay? We have always been able to listen to our body in what it wants to tell us and make our decisions based off of what our body's telling us to do, whether it's going to the bathroom, that we're hungry or we're full, what we're feeling emotionally, that we're sick potentially, right? There's lots of different things that our body signals to us. And when we're thinking about hunger in and of itself, there's two hunger hormones that our body has. One is called ghrelin, which is our hunger hormone that tells us that we're hungry. And then there's leptin, which is our hunger hormone that signals to our body when we're full. Now, when we're looking at an appetite suppressant, this is now voiding those natural signals that we would be getting of when we are hungry. So it's giving us a false sense of being full. This becomes a real risk when we're not tracking our food because of the fact that we end up cutting our food really quickly. This is where a lot of people are seeing that fast weight loss success, but fast weight loss is not what we want for a sustainable journey. Fast weight loss is not going to give us the results that we think that it is. Even though we are the kind of people that become obsessed with seeing big numbers come through, whether it's big numbers that we're getting in money, big numbers that we're seeing dropped off the scale, I want us to remember that when it comes to weight loss and we're dropping weight, it is something that we're like, when we're losing weight, we're not just losing fat. We are also losing water. We are also losing muscle. The faster we approach the weight loss, the more aggressive we approach the weight loss, the higher risk of losing muscle mass we have, which is why a sustainable weight loss is so important, because you're going to minimize the risk of losing a ton of muscle along the way. Now, it isn't weight loss that makes you healthy. It isn't being skinny that makes you healthy. Having the appropriate amount of lean muscle mass on your body is what gives proper health promotions, okay? It is something that's going to promote your longevity. It is something that is going to help you live a longer, healthier future, okay? So when we're thinking about just losing a bunch of weight really quickly, I know many of us have had that happen in the past, because I know people who are jumping on Ozempic have already tried things in the past and have felt like they failed. Maybe you got to a point where you felt like you lost a bunch of weight and you were skinny fat, and then all of a sudden you gained it all back. That skinny fat is because of the fact that you didn't have the adequate amount of muscle that you're seeing in all of these transformations all over Instagram, where you're like, I want to look like her, or I want to look like him. We don't just have this muscle underneath our fat, just sitting there waiting to be revealed from a fast weight loss. This is something that takes time to build. And it's something that is really going to build confidence in you. It's going to make life that much easier because you're stronger and your body is going to function at a higher capacity than if you were just focused on being skinny and losing weight. Okay. So when we think about weight loss in and of itself, I'm going to try and explain this all in layman's terms, but we all have maintenance calories, and those maintenance calories refer to the number of calories that our body needs to maintain its current weight, to not gain any weight, to not lose any weight. Now, when we're looking at weight loss, we need to be in a deficit from those maintenance calories in order to start seeing the weight come off. What ends up happening with this appetite suppressant is that we drop our calories way too quickly. Now, there are tons of risks aside from just losing muscle mass along the way with dropping our calories too quickly. So first, let's get into the side effects of Ozempic that are currently known. They've done tons of studies now in regards to people who are taking a placebo of it, people who are taking it with type 2 diabetes, and people who are taking it simply for the weight loss promotions. Now, I'm speaking to the weight loss promotions more than anything else because of the fact that these are the scariest side effects. There are side effects being proven that are a higher risk to the people who are utilizing it as a weight loss drug without type 2 diabetes than the people with type 2 diabetes. Shocking, I know, right? The medication that was designed for type 2 diabetes has less risk for the people who have type 2 diabetes than for the people who are using it as its second purpose, which is being promoted as a weight loss drug. Like, duh. But regardless, we're going to get into that, okay? So a lot of the side effects that people are seeing are gastro-related, you know, anywhere from these nasty sulfur-like burps that literally smell like rotten eggs to nausea and vomiting. A lot of the time people are experiencing this nausea and vomiting for the first like 3 to 6 weeks. You know, a lot of fatigue is happening, and we'll touch a little bit more on that. There's increased heart rate. We'll touch more on that as well too. And there is things like dizziness happening where people are going into hypoglycemia from the low blood sugar episodes. So as I mentioned, this medication helps regulate the blood sugar levels. But if we are not intaking the right amount of blood sugar, aka glucose, we are not going to be able to regulate our blood sugar levels properly, and we are going to end up going into low blood sugar episodes from the medication trying to drop these levels that are already at a point where they're either substantial, or where they're at a point where they're okay, or they're substantially low already. So we have to understand that when we are in too low of calories, there becomes a lot of risks when it comes to hormonal dysfunction because we're not getting the right nutrients. We are at a point where when we're not tracking what we're actually intaking, this can create a lot of risk in regards to our body not having the right energy that it needs to function, which is where I believe this fatigue is coming in, this dizziness is coming in, this increased heart rate is coming in because of the fact that our body is working in overdrive because it's not getting the right nutrients that it needs. Then we're looking at things like from the rapid weight loss, there is hair loss. And that in and of itself is telling me that there's hormonal dysfunction going on. There is the classic Ozempic bum, the pancake bum, or the droopy face, the Ozempic face that everybody's making memes about. This is happening from dropping the weight too quickly and also, from my opinion, not having the right nutrients and being on too low of calories. Now, the other things that are happening are also very scary. Like, they're noticing that there's suicidal thoughts that are coming up in these patients who are using the Ozempic, which the FDA is actually acknowledging that suicidal ideation with GLP-1 receptor agonists, which is what this semaglutide is being noticed more prominently in only patients without the type 2 diabetes. So again, these are some really scary risks. Like, you're literally risking your life to lose this weight. Now, what's happening is that as soon as these people are off this drug, they end up gaining this weight back. And this is because of the lifestyle changes not being in play. But before we get to that part, I want to note when people start plateauing. So with the fact of them not actually tracking the nutrients that they're intaking and they're listening to this false signal, this false signal of being full, it is allowing for their body to get to a point where they're plateauing and not seeing any changes because of something called metabolic adaptation. Now, I know that we've all probably had a job where it had more activity level, where the first couple of months when we went to go and get started on the job, we might have noticed that we were starting to lose some weight. And then all of a sudden that weight loss stopped. And that's because our body adjusts to our energy input versus energy output. So energy output is broken into four different sections, okay? So these are the calories that we burn. When our body is at rest, it typically burns the largest amount of calories throughout the day, unless you're a heavy exerciser. Obviously, exercise accounts for calories burned, but then also the food that we're digesting, it also burns calories because energy cannot be destroyed. It's always transferred. So the energy that we're inputting, which is our food, is also being burned and digested, which is burning those calories. And then the fourth thing is our non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is NEAT. Okay. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you know I like to talk with my hands, and that is burning calories. Okay. It's all of our movement outside of our scheduled exercise. So lifting up the laundry basket, tapping our foot, tapping a pencil. And when we look at body types like the ectomorph, they tend to have a lot more energy to burn off. So their body naturally tells them, like, tap your finger, you got energy to burn, right? But when we are in a large calorie deficit, we need to understand that it's expensive, okay? Energy output is expensive. Let's look at it like money. And our body is a smart banker, and it wants to conserve that money, aka that energy, the most that it can. So if we are expending a lot of energy, our body is naturally going to pull back on that NEAT, that non-exercise activity, to help slow down the energy burn, to be able to conserve some of the energy burn. So what you're going to notice is that, let's just say you get a certain number of steps in during the day, those steps might be lowered without you even knowing that you're lowering them simply because your body is cueing you. This is starting to get expensive. I need you to start conserving a little bit of energy. So that is metabolic adaptation, is when our body is starting to balance itself and find its new normal, its homeostasis, from the energy input versus energy output. So in layman's terms, what we're burning for calories and what we're intaking for calories is now becoming equal, and our body doesn't want to expend anymore. Which people are going back to the doctor and they're saying, hey, I want to increase my dose because now I'm starting to plateau. I'm not seeing the same weight loss as what I used to. Can we increase my dose? And this is where the doctor says, absolutely, we can totally do that. And this is where it gets really scary, because the doctors are not asking about what your food intake is. They're not checking to see if you're functioning off of 600 calories per day. They're not checking to see if your fats are so small that your hormones can barely function. They're not checking to see if the reason why you're losing hair is because you are going through hormonal dysfunction. When we're looking at the long-term symptoms and the reciprocation of what can happen from taking this medication, is not worth it. The long-term effects is not worth the short-term weight loss, okay? I really want to make sure that if you are thinking of going on Ozempic, that you make sure that you go and utilize a coach who knows how to help you with your nutrition, because your body is not going to give you the right signals. You are not going to know that things are going wrong until you're driven into the ground. And I do not want what happens to you to be long-term, to be something that you can't reverse, okay? Now, when we're looking at the fact that these doctors are not checking where your macros are, and what your energy intake is, what your calories in are, it becomes really dangerous, because like I said, you might be riding on 600 calories until your body can't function anymore. Like if your heart rate's going up, it's because your body's working extra hard extra hard to do tasks that it normally is able to do. Okay. This is a really scary place to be. The other part is too, is that that can bring on cardiovascular disease, which is something that we already see so prevalently. Now, when we look at type 2 diabetes coming on from lifestyle choices and not being taught how to properly eat, this again can create so many issues because maybe you're still intaking just some fries, a really low protein diet. Maybe you're choosing the wrong fats that your body is not having a good time getting any nutrient benefits from. And that really what you're intaking for the small amount of calories that you're having are really to no advantage to you. So these are things that I really want us to be aware of, because when you're working with a coach, they're going to be able to figure out your maintenance calories. They're going to be able to allow for you to create a meal plan, and not just like, I'm not just saying like a meal plan where you need to eat this, this, and this, but like a macro plan for you to know the number of calories that you should be intaking, looking at your micronutrients as well, the vitamins and minerals that you're intaking, so that you can take this as a long-term approach instead of short-term approach. So the fact is that you'll be working with a coach who's going to be able to tell you, hey, this is the right amount of food to eat. This is when we should be dropping your food again, instead of taking it as far down as you can go to start with and having no wiggle room to work with, because you go through metabolic adaptation and your body is saying, I don't want to burn anymore, but you don't have any more food to pull from until the point where you're practically anorexic and not eating anything. Okay. Then the other part is too, is I think a lot of these gastro side effects are not only just coming from the medication itself, but from the fact that no proper eating habits are being taught, right? Like I said, type 2 diabetics are making wrong lifestyle choices in what they're choosing to eat. A lot of them are causing GERD or gut dysbiosis and really creating effects that are going to continue and progressively get worse with this medication. Now, when we're looking at people who are stopping the medication and end up gaining the weight back and more, I want you guys to remember that fat cells never die. Fat cells deplete, but when we get to a point where we're over consuming calories again, these fat cells are going to multiply. So the old ones are going to refill, new ones are going to come forth, and it is going to be disastrous, because every time we gain and lose weight, it's that much harder for our body to be able to lose it. It's something called a diet age as to how many times you've gained and lost weight. And maybe you've been on a weight loss journey many times before, and you find each time that you approach it, it's that much more challenging for you. But I want you to recognize that there is a way to make health simple, okay? There is a way to approach health and weight loss in the right ways. There is a sustainable way to approach these things that don't need to involve medications, that don't need to involve side effects, that don't need to involve long-term risks. And I want to be able to help you out with that. So if you are somebody who is currently using Ozempic, if you are considering Ozempic, or if you feel like you've been on a weight loss journey numerous times and you feel like you just want health to be simple, I want you to go to my Instagram right now at authentically.fit and message me the word Ozempic. Again, I want you to go to my Instagram at authentically.fit and message me the word Ozempic so that I can help change your life and make health simple. This is not a journey that you need to struggle with any longer. You have found the right person to be able to guide you and help you feel understood in a world where there is so much diet culture that it's impossible to not beat up on ourselves and choose the wrong route because of the overwhelm of information that's out there. So for the last time, I want you to go to my Instagram right now at authentically.fit and message me the word Ozempic, because you deserve to have freedom and to make health simple, okay? This is a lifelong journey. This is not just about a short-term transformation. If you genuinely care about having good quality of life, you're going to want to look after your health forever. This doesn't mean that you need to be dieting forever, but being able to flip your mindset out of diet culture is what's going to allow for you to see success long-term. And I know that I can help change your life. So I hope that you guys found a shit ton of value in today's episode. If you have any questions, you can message me at the Naked in Truth podcast on Instagram, or you can message me at my main account there at authentically.fit. I'm happy to help you with any questions that you have. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any stories from your own Ozempic journey or what has maybe held you back, please make sure to message me. I would love to hear from you guys. So I just want to thank you so much for tuning in, and just always remember that love always wins.
And that's another honest episode drop. Thank you for tuning into Naked in Truth, where we come together each week to own our potential and level up our lives with intention. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram page at Naked in Truth Podcast to stay up to date on future episodes, guest speakers, and more inspiration that will allow for you to continue to make your impact. And you know, reviews are so important for building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoy this podcast, please take 2 seconds out of your day to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more people like you can learn how to own their potential too. If you love this episode, make sure to take a screenshot and tag at Naked in Truth Podcast on Instagram and share it with someone who you know needs it. Thank you so much again for tuning into Naked in Truth. And remember, love always wins.